because it's really ugly and you don't want to look ugly.
I could never look ugly.
You look hideous! You look like a librarian.
Dude, they're like prescriptor or pink prescription glasses.
They've been here for a year and they need to go in the garden.
Nobody knows who they belong to. They've been in the studio for pretty much a year. They drive me insane.
Throw them in the garbage, I dare you.
Right now?
I triple dog dare you to throw them in the
garbage. What if then suddenly someone's like, I heard on Shut Up Weirdo they threw my glasses away. It's like, well then pick them up.
Put them in the pen holder. Put them in the Kleenex and then if you put them in the bag of Kleenex and someone will throw away the bag of Kleenex when it's done and then they'll get thrown away.
I hate them.
I hate them more.
We're going to set a timeline. If those glasses are still here at the end of May, we're throwing them off of the roof.
The end of May?
We're going to give a buffer time period in case someone wants to claim them.
I hate waiting to do what I want.
If they're
here. You've known me for 5 years and you know I hate waiting to do what I want.
Yeah, but at the end you get to throw them off the roof.
Hard.
Yeah, obviously.
You know what I'm going to do? When we go skeet shooting, I'm going to put them in the skeet chute, and I'm going to shoot them.
All right, deal. Hey, everyone. It's 6:15. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. It's Friday, and I'm Frangry.
It's warm. I'm Michelle. It's so warm out.
It's what?
Warm out.
You say that funny. You say it like worm.
It's warm?
It's warm.
It's warm, and
it's what?
It's warm out.
You say it funny.
You say it funny.
Do I? It's warm.
It's warm.
It sounds like you're saying worm.
Well, it's not worm out. It's warm.
Why isn't it
out?
Said warm? Warm.
All I'm saying is warm. I had a good week. Don't try and take it away from me. Why is that light on?
Which light?
That lamp. That table lamp.
I didn't turn it on. What are you asking me? I don't know. I mean, I just walked in here with you. Ask Sheila B.
Sheila B, why is that lamp on?
Remember when Kurt was before us and he used to have that thing that you hated on all the time?
I hated that thing. I had a friend who hated tiki torches and we put them up one day at this party at his house. And when he got home, he had a nervous breakdown and pulled every single one out. I was like, I told you guys I hated tiki torches. Why would you do this to me? I went all around the lawn after we had spent so much time setting up this party, pulling them
out. But you
the
knew
lawn.
That he hated them.
And we didn't really think like...
like that much.
Yeah. Like... it was a joke, like, he hated tiki torches.
Right.
But we didn't think he, like, actually had, like, yeah. his reaction to these tiki torches.
Yeah.
It was pretty nuts. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. We are a call-in talk show. And we have a topic this evening. I went from casual to professional a little too quickly, I think, there.
It's an art form.
Do we have any announcements?
It's a record fair.
Okay. We have 3 announcements.
I have an announcement.
What?
Michelle's doing the morning show Tuesday morning.
Six to nine. Be there. Be square.
I have another announcement.
Don't steal my announcement.
It's an alert.
This is my announcement.
This one?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Okay. Alert. Red alert.
Like red alert emoji.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone, there's only 4 Shut Up Weirdo pizza shirts left in existence. 4.
And they do not get reprinted.
They do not get reprinted. So if you've been waiting...
how can you buy one, Michelle?
WFMU.store.
Say it again, Michelle.
WFMU.store.
Say it maybe a little bit slower.
WFMU.store. Anyway, I know the weirdos love the pizza shirts, so there's really only 4 left.
What size is it?
Extra, extra large.
I might buy one.
Get it while you can. What's the last one? Announcement.
Oh, the record fair is the weekend of the 20... I think it's the 28, 29, 30.
It's going to be awesome.
Michelle will be there the whole time.
I will be there the entire time.
We will be doing our show from there Friday night, and then I'll be working Saturday.
What shift are you working?
After, like, noon to 4 or whatever it is.
Work the last shift, so then we can go out and party.
Well, I'm going to hang out, because I might sleep at Matt Warwick's that night.
Why?
Because I don't have anywhere to sleep.
Are you flying out of Newark?
I'm leaving the next day out of LaGuardia, so I'll just go back to the record fair and then leave.
But you could sleep at my house if you want to.
Thank you.
It's 30 minutes from LaGuardia.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's happening, and we love the record fair.
I love the record fair half as much as I love the marathon. That's still a lot.
I love it. Yeah, I would say half.
Half.
But, you know, now that I have a record player, I can actually buy something.
Whoa.
Isn't that exciting?
That is exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9...
Wait, I have an idea.
What?
Should we tell people that if they want to be interviewed on Shut Up Weirdo that Friday of the record fair, they should come, or should we only interview people that are already there?
The problem with that is that our show is during the people who have early admission, which starts at 4:30, and I think regular admission starts at 6 or 7.
Oh, so they won't be able to come in.
So I don't know when normal people can come in. Let me check if there's an announcement.
Oh, well, we can ask Matt Warwick, but we'll let you guys know if we'll be having, if we'll be taking interviews.
We'll let you know next week.
It'll be your chance to be on the show and meet us in real life all at once.
There's an unwritten rule where you're not allowed to look me in the eye, though.
You're also not allowed to touch us, but that's pretty much a written rule, I think. None of them are allowed to touch me.
None of them? You've never been touched by a weirdo, like touched by an angel?
I've definitely been touched by a weirdo.
You've been touched by a weirdo.
Maybe just one.
Yeah, right. Maybe just
like down there?
Touched by a weirdo.
Just one down there for sure.
Only one?
Yeah.
Who?
You know who?
More than one.
No, who?
Touched by a weirdo.
Have you been? You've never been touched by a weirdo. Oh my god, have you? What if you like secretly date all of our listeners? Like, I wouldn't put it past you.
I wouldn't put it past me either.
I know. That would be amazing if one day I found out that you've been like secretly sleeping with all of our listeners.
Did I lie?
Yeah, and meanwhile, I think we have, like...
Yeah, I just want to keep my number low.
Yeah, like, we have a popular show, and I think they really like the show, but really, it's just, like, they're all just getting laid.
In a perfect world, they'd be giving me drugs, too.
Okay, well, we'll just throw that out there, see what happens.
You gotta ask for what you want, you know.
It's true. All right, well, let's do this. We have a topic tonight. It is life's unwritten rules. So, we have a funny story, because when I was pitching this idea to Michelle, I wrote... You know, like, you have to pour milk before cereal. And obviously what I meant was cereal before milk, because nobody pours milk before cereal. But I wrote it wrong, and Michelle wrote me back, freaking out.
All caps.
She's like, are you a barbarian?
Are you insane?
And I was like, no, I said it wrong.
I was really worried. I was concerned.
So, for instance, cereal before milk, or... The toilet paper goes over, not under.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't care which way it goes.
If I use a restroom and it's the other way, I flip it.
Why?
You have touched somebody's toothpaste to squeeze it all up from the bottom. Same reason, I guess. You told me that once.
Yeah, I've done it more than once. But why would a person squeeze it from the middle?
I squeeze from the middle.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're not like that.
I do.
You're disgusting. That is disgusting. You're not like that. You're not that kind of girl.
I just don't care. I just go like that.
That's...
I know. It's weird because I'm
that's
like...
That's off-brand.
And it is off-brand. I'm like OCD about most things.
That's off-brand for you.
I know. And you know, ever since you told me that, when I noticed it, I squeeze it all up.
Thank you.
I'm like, am I crazy? Like, am I disgusted? Am I an awful human?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I mean, no.
All right, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is life's unwritten rules. Like, what else?
There's going to be a true test because the weather is nice, but the topic is great.
The topic is really
good. And the phones aren't ringing.
It's okay, they'll ring.
So summertime, baby, here we go.
You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
I feel like summer is the time for us to do really bad things because we're not going to have anything to talk about when people aren't calling. So unless we're doing really bad things, then we'll be able to fill up the show.
But why can't we do really good things and talk about all the good we're doing in the world? Like feeding homeless people and orphans.
Ha 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 ha!
201-209-9368. All right, we're ready. We got a Christmas tree. I only answer the Christmas trees. Are you ready?
Born ready, baby.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So, I was thinking one unwritten rule would be that you should really reciprocate oral sex.
But not all the time.
Wait, what?
All the time? What? Why not?
Yeah, I agree. Not all the time.
Sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Sometimes it can be about you.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's say if it's a special event, a special occasion where, you know, I'm just going to treat you, baby. I'm going to do it, and that's it.
Like
you
if know, it's the right. your birthday?
I disagree.
I do, too.
I don't know.
It doesn't always make sense.
Well, yeah, no, that's true.
Sorry, sir.
That was gross.
Sir. We're ladies.
We call them penises.
I'm talking about me.
Not things.
Either way, I think it's only courteous. I think it's polite. But at least offer.
To offer? Who's going to say no?
No, I mean, okay, let's say, you know, someone does it to me. I'm going to offer. I'm going to say, hey, would you like me to?
God.
Here's
a life unwritten rule.
Okay.
Never ask. Like, you know, I mean, don't ask if you can kiss her. Can I kiss you now? No.
No.
You'll know if she wants you to kiss her. Like, yeah, no. That kills the mood.
Mood killer, dude.
Jesus, man. How old are you? You are old enough to know better.
Yeah.
I am old enough to know better, but I'm also very gross.
Aren't we all?
I'm absolutely disgusting.
Me too. I squeeze the toothpaste in the middle.
I do all kinds of things.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Ask. Is your tattoo itchy?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't showered in a few days.
Girl. What is it? Preaching to the choir?
Yeah, preaching to the
what
choir.
What did you say that one time?
What? I always mess up Proverbs, man. Leave me alone. Like what? What did I say?
You said something.
I always mess them up. Everyone at work makes fun of me for it.
You did a funny one once with preaching to the choir. I wish I could remember it anyway.
I always mess them up. I don't know why.
That guy weirded me out.
Why? Who cares?
Not in like a weirded me out kind of way, but just odd. Madam, may I?
May I go down on you now?
Why, yes, you may.
Like, what? Time to go. Get out of here. What? Weird. Who asks? Can you turn over, please? Like, who asks? Anything.
Turn over? Why? You're on your stomach all the time?
No, I'm just saying, like, during sex, would you ask, like, if you want to move to a different position? You're not going to ask.
No, I mean, you can't ask a guy anything because the answer is just always yes.
Well, that's true.
So maybe it's different for a man?
I'm just dripping.
Like, what guy have you ever known to say no when you're like, yo, dude,
you want to... Hey, can I,
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm gonna go to bed, you know?
I'm cool.
Like, I'm kind of tired. I'm gonna watch this game on TV. 201-209.
Said no one ever.
Yeah, seriously. 9368, tonight's topic is life's unwritten rules. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, radio, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I kind of agree with the other guy about that unwritten rule. Okay. My real unwritten rule.
That's not the topic, though.
Yeah, it is, though. It's an unwritten rule.
Yeah, but he already said it.
I know, but mine's different.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you.
Am I bleeding anywhere?
I don't need a bunch of people calling to tell me the same story.
Have a good one. I think I'm bleeding somewhere, but I don't know where.
Your nose? Oh, maybe your manicure.
Oh, no. It is my nose.
You have a nosebleed?
I have a nosebleed as we speak.
Let me see it. Yeah, you do.
It's on my pants.
How did it drip like that?
I think I got it on my hand because I thought...
Don't tilt your head back. It'll crawl back in your brain and kill you.
Oh, my God. What do I do?
Tilt your head down. Tilt your head down. Squeeze your nose.
Am I dying?
Put a tampon up your nose. That's what my ex-boyfriend used to
do. Do you think I'm dying?
Absolutely not. I get them all the time.
What do I do?
Stop screaming.
Okay.
Just tilt your head down a little bit. Don't go like this. Don't do that.
Oh, no.
Let me see. Is it gone?
Oh, no. My...
Just listen. All I got to do is stick the toilet paper up there. You want to get a tampon. Stick a tampon up your nose.
Oh, my God. I'm having a nosebleed on the radio.
Oh, that's great radio, baby.
Oh, my God. I got blood on my jeans.
That sucks.
It's on my arm.
I had a boyfriend who used to be able to fill up a pint glass of blood with his nosebleeds. He had the
this is not like that.
He had the craziest nosebleeds
ever. I thought my nose was just dripping all of a sudden. I almost said it out loud. My nose is dripping all of a sudden. Great, now I'm gonna
You're okay, don't worry. Cold water. Stain stick.
It stains what'd you just
a stain cold water and a stain stick.
Oh, I don't even have a washing machine.
You'll be okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Primary. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. I live my life by a lot of rules. So, the two that that are like the biggest ones are you never take sides against your family.
Mm-hmm.
And
ish. Ooh, I got one.
And what else, Ted?
And then the other one was always admit when you're wrong and take responsibility.
Wow, no.
I agree with that one. Why not, Michelle?
What?
Michelle says no.
That one's weird. That one's complicated. That's not simple.
Well, no one said life was simple, Michelle.
No one did.
I have another one if you want.
Okay, go. Sure. I have one too when you're done.
Always over tip. If anything is worth tipping, you should over tip.
I do like over-tipping. I like a man who over-tips, too.
Dude, when I go out with my mom and she gives a dollar, when she doesn't look, I leave money on the table.
Yeah, you should.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's awful.
I have one. Never lend family money.
That's a good one.
Don't work with your family
either.
That's
another good one.
Yeah, bad move.
Never sell a car to a family member.
Yeah, good rule.
Was the other nostril bleeding?
No, usually it's only one.
Jesus.
I was going to tell you something really important and I forgot.
Me or Ted?
You.
It was obviously not me.
Oh, someone sent me chocolates.
What the hell? I didn't get any.
They sent me marzipan.
What about me? Those same good ones from last time?
But you know, they sent me huge bars last time, which I loved, and now they only sent me little chocolates. But thank you, John, for the marzipan chocolates.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Hispanic people love marzipan.
For nothing. I'm Hispanic, too.
Don't you love marzipan?
Yeah.
I'll give you some of mine.
Thank you. I'm not thinking, John.
Just for next time, though, I like the big bars better.
I like them, too, for next time.
They're from Germany.
All right, just Ted. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hey, Ted, are you going to the record fair?
Duh.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Cool, see you there.
All right.
So wait, I'm not supposed to breathe in?
Don't forget to buy me something.
I'm not supposed to, like...
No, don't do that.
Oh, God, this is awful.
Just don't tilt your head back.
I think it's done. Do I have blood on my face?
No, I didn't even see it happening. How many drops of blood did you get on your jeans?
Two. Well, one. I think it was on my hand and then I touched my leg.
Because
I went like that because I thought it was just...
What if I get one too?
Ooh, what if we both bleed the whole hour?
I get them all the time.
From all of our holes.
All of them?
Yeah, at the same time.
Our mouths?
Everything.
Our ears?
Our eyes? Your booty,
your urethra?
Ew, stop. That's disgusting. What's wrong with you?
I had a UTI over Thanksgiving.
You took it too far.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here with tissue shoved up my nostril.
I think it's gone, though.
Okay, I think so, too.
Well, I had a great day.
That
a
was
great
embarrassing.
Band played here today.
Acid Mother's Temple?
No, that's next week.
Oh,
John Wesley Coleman III.
Oh, yeah. I saw them. They said hello to me.
It was awesome.
It's funny when there's
gonna
a band here.
They're going to air it on Prove It All Night tomorrow if anyone wants to hear it.
It's funny when there's a band here because I feel like they're surprised to see women.
No, those guys are chill. They're from Austin. They're just drinking beers and hanging out. They're cool. What?
I just feel like I have blood everywhere
now. You don't have blood anywhere.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hanging out.
Hi.
Cool.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Turn your radio down. Unwritten
you
rule.
You have blood everywhere
you
now.
You don't have blood anywhere.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hello. So far, the life's unwritten rules your callers are talking about are secular rules.
Mm.
Dyslexic like me have a problem with the secular rules. We're concept persons. I get things backwards. I don't pay attention to the secular stuff. I'm spiritual.
So you don't go by any rules?
No, spiritual rules.
Like?
I'm going to give something away here. Wisdom's house is a heritage. That, for me, that's a rule.
That sounds like a riddle.
A riddle. Oh, you want to talk about Oedipus now? No. I've got that nailed down.
You're a freaking...
Oh, what's your name, guy?
You are totally weird.
I like you. What's your name, little
totally
weirdo?
Weird. You got that right.
What's your name, little weirdo?
Oh, say again?
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Larry. I'm eccentric. I'm eccentric. And today...
Is it Larry Noodles?
Larry Lackawack?
Lackawanna from Delaware? No,
Oh, my God. You are so weird.
It's okay. All right, Larry. Well, I'm glad you don't live by any rules but your own.
All right, weirdo. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Excellent. Hey, listen, I've got a good tip for you with a bloody nose. Good life tip. Are you ready?
Okay, go.
Okay. A rolled up tissue or something, you put it under your front lip, like between the gum of your front teeth and your front lip. I was boxing once, and the coach of the football team, I started getting a bloody nose. It was a school boxing match.
Is this like man's
And they
plan?
Rolled up a piece of tissue,
uh-huh.
shoved it
Who
under my
it
lip,
be?
Front lip, and it stopped the bleeding.
Wow.
It's like a pressure point thing.
Ah.
Like if you go like this when you're about to sneeze?
I thought if you looked at the light if you're about to
yeah,
sneeze.
Yeah, you look at the light. So it may be like, it may have something to do with that. But just roll up a piece of paper. Don't use it like as a tampon. Put it like Marlon Brando, I guess, like kind of like Godfather thing, above your front teeth.
Okay, thank you, know-it-all.
See if it works. I am Mr. And with the toilet paper, I prefer underneath.
Oh, dear God.
Because
okay,
you can,
well, that makes sense as to why you drive me crazy.
Well, I mean, look, if you're doing with one hand... You can use the hand to hold the thing from unrolling and, like, give it a yank. If you can't yank the toilet paper.
I'm particular about so many things, and that's something that I don't give an F about.
That it's really practical, believe me, because you can hold the roll from unrolling and just give it a yank with one hand. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
This
if you
is
go from the top, no,
okay.
Yank,
thanks
like
for calling.
Unrolling.
Have
thanks,
a good
buddy.
One. Hi, you're on the radio.
What you flow me in this
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you're on the radio. Turn your radio down.
Sorry. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
You know, not bad. What's up?
Well,
you
called
us.
What do you mean?
Oh, gee, I can't. I'm just not.
That's okay. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is life's unwritten rules. Ken was so jealous of our topic.
I know. He asked me 3 times what it was.
And then he goes...
And every time he's like...
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
He's not having any reaches. Yeah, he reaches, but he's not having it.
Oh, he hangs up on us now.
How cute.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Full of crap.
Oh boy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Good evening. I got a simple one. Yield at the car doors, elevator cars, subway cars. Step aside. Let the people getting off out first before
yes.
you get off.
Yes.
Yes. Drives me nuts.
Crazy. Oh. Or when people just stand there on like 14th Street and you're trying to get off the train and they're just standing.
Like, move!
Get off the train. Get out of my goddamn way.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for calling, bud.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, Rooster. Hey, Scott.
How are you girls tonight?
We're pretty good, Rooster. How are you doing?
Doing great. You having fun?
Yeah, it's nice out here. It's going to be real warm this weekend. We're having a good time.
That's great. Now, you didn't change the rules on me again, did you?
Maybe. We're unpredictable, Rooster, if you've learned nothing.
We like to change the rules, Rooster.
I like unpredictable.
Where we're going, we don't need rules.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But no, the topic is still life's unwritten rules.
Well, yeah. Scott said, avoid prison at all costs.
That's a good one.
That's a written rule.
Yeah, that is written. He'll be out soon.
What's yours?
Where is that written?
In the common sense book. What's yours?
Mine? Well, if you know something and you want no one to find out, tell no one.
That's a good one.
But if you know something and you want everyone to find out,
tell one person.
Tell Frangry.
Yeah.
And it's a secret.
All right, Rooster. I agree with you. If you don't want someone to know something, you can't tell anyone.
That's true.
Yep. I also agree with never leave empty-handed is one of mine.
I think it's supposed to be never show up empty-handed.
No, it's never leave.
Michelle, you have so much to learn about giving. It's never show up empty-handed, you a-hole.
No, it's never leave.
Yeah,
are you serious, man?
Are you?
If you go into a covered dish supper.
This pretty much sums us up.
You show up with empty food.
It's never leave empty
handed. No, it's never show up empty handed. Like,
if
someone invites you to their house, you bring something.
Oh, no.
God. What am I going to do with you?
Damn it.
All right, Rooster. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Oh boy. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is life's unwritten rules. As always, our favorite caller gets a free t-shirt, and right now nobody is on that list.
Hey. Did anyone win last week?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I like the never leave empty-handed rule. I think I'm going to start
Jesus.
Using that.
Good for you.
Yeah, especially at, like, restaurants that I don't like and stuff. But yeah, how about bros before hoes? Or in your case, chicks before...
Don't say it! Don't say it! We get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I could say it on the radio, so, you know,
yeah,
Richards, no. Right?
Yeah, don't say it.
Richards. All right, that's a rule.
That's a rule. Yeah, yeah. Definitely a rule.
All right, what's your name, buddy?
I taste Bruce. Blood.
What is it?
Bruce?
I love that name. That's hot.
No one's named Bruce.
Oh, my God. Why is that so hot?
How old are you, Bruce?
Like 20-something.
Why'd your parents name you that?
I don't know. I think it was kind of just like a names out of a hat kind of thing.
I am so into it.
No one's named that.
That's why it's hot. And it's manly.
It is manly.
Ooh, I like it. All right, Bruce.
Bruce.
Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Bruce.
I taste blood.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just drink more beer. Ooh, that sounds pretty. I like it. Do it closer to the microphone. Ooh, I like it.
201-209.
Sounds like FMU.
Sounds like Bryce's show.
Is this Bryce's show? Jinx.
9368. Life's Unwritten Rules. You're listening to the best radio show ever. Shut up, Berta. Hi, you're on the air.
Are you still doing the rules one?
Yeah.
Rules topic?
Yep.
I like that they call and say, are you still doing it? Because they know we change them so much.
First peanut butter, then jelly.
Yes.
right?
Yes!
I mean, is there any way to do it any other way?
That's a good one, dude.
Like, come on now.
What's your name, buddy?
I am Seth.
Seth.
Seth, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Oh, boy, that's hot. Hey, how's it going with Bruce, anyway?
I don't know. He was cute.
We're over him. We're into you now.
Wow.
Now we're over you. Bye.
Shit, I'm done.
Wow, you're quick, Michelle. I like to get to know someone.
Women are a fickle creature.
Oh, my God, I so am. If someone, like, shows up with a bad t-shirt, I'm over it.
Like, you could tie your shoe wrong, and I'd be like, I can never see you again.
Same. Maybe that has something to do with why we are...
I'm fine with where I am.
Maybe someone can tie their shoe wrong.
Be like, why'd you only single knot it?
What's wrong with you?
No one lives with a single knot. You gotta double knot it, dude. Never call me again.
Never mind, I won't give the number out because you won't get through.
Ha ha ha.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my unwritten rule is the only drug you should ever need is standing up too fast.
Wow.
What?
Like a head rush?
Yeah, when you get all dizzy, you just stand up too fast, kind of get some of that tunnel vision. That's all you should ever need.
Are you straight edge?
Yeah, X's on my hands and everything.
Are you vegan?
Do you, like, hang upside down?
Do I what?
I know a guy who is straight edge, and he used to hang upside down for a rush.
Oh, yeah, like a bat?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It also...
Don't knock it till you try it.
From doing that?
Yeah. All right, have a good one.
Because the blood rush is there?
I guess.
What?
It used to make him excited if you catch my drift.
I caught your drift.
I didn't date him. My friend did.
I mean, what 16-year-old guy needs help with that?
He wasn't 16. He was like 40.
Oh.
We were like 22, but he was like 40.
Yeah, so nothing wrong with that guy.
I wasn't dating him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, I got the number one rule here.
Let's hear it.
Always get it in writing.
That good is a one. Good one. That is a good one.
Good one.
Two.
What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Two.
That's Ken's middle name.
Yeah, it is.
I got one more.
Okay.
Don't talk on a cell phone when there's other people around.
Yeah. No, worse is when people watch videos, like with no headphones.
It's hard to escape it.
That's rude, isn't it?
The modern world. What are you going to do?
But that's rude.
It is rude. All right. Have a good one, Don.
Thank you.
I'm burping a lot.
My nose feels funny.
There's broken crackers on the floor.
My face is bleeding. I don't think I've ever had one like that before.
Really? What are they normally like?
Like, I don't think I've had one where it's like...
Oh, my God. I've had so many weird ones.
Like, blood coming out of my nose.
Really?
I've had, like, bloody boogies.
I don't think we're... doing proper mic technique tonight.
I'm always doing proper
mic
technique.
Now you are. That sounds much better.
Do you like that, Michelle?
I love it. That sounds so nice.
Call us at 201-209-9368. You're listening to Slow Jams on WFMU.
The slowest jams around.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. I have two for you.
Let's hear it.
First one is sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Absolutely sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Sock, sock, shoe. Are you sure?
Yes, Michelle.
Yep. Absolutely. Sock,
sock, shoe, sock.
No, Michelle.
Absolutely
nope.
Not.
Wrong.
Nope.
Okay.
The other one is for the two guys that call from prison. Don't drop the soap.
It's only one guy
who's in prison.
Okay, well, yeah.
Oh, no, but I wanted your name. Why'd you hang up?
It's okay. He's not on the list.
Mister, you are on the list. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Once, a very wise old woman told me to, if somebody offers you a breath mint, yeah, take it.
That is a good rule.
What's your name, buddy?
I'm Brian.
Brian with an I or Brian with a Y?
Ew.
With an I, the correct way.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Brian.
You're on the list.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Listen at the end of the hour.
We're going to have to redesign those t-shirts soon.
Yeah, we're running out. What should we do next?
I want to do that one I told you.
Okay, I'm into that one. 201-209-9368. Life's Unwritten Rules.
Holy crow, I can't wait for our premium shirt.
I hope it's as awesome as we think it's
going to be. It will be. It's going to be gorgeous.
The printer is printing.
He is?
He's going to print the one for our approval, and then we're good to go.
You better get in on those lone wolves while you can.
Oh my god, that shirt is amazing. I think it might be. It's really up there with the pizza, I must say.
It is up there with the pizza.
Speaking of the pizza, I heard there's only four left.
There's only four left.
Oh my god. Do you have one?
Yeah, of course I do.
I think I have one. I think I have two.
I think I might have two.
I think I have one I cut into a tank.
I hope I didn't give one to my ex-boyfriend. I probably did.
Better get that back.
I'm never talking to him again.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Until he calls me.
I was waiting for that. Sorry, go ahead. You're on the radio.
I was going to say not brushing your teeth in the shower.
What?
Why?
Why?
That's gross.
That's not gross.
There's like other body parts next to your toothbrush.
That's so not gross.
Not gross. Not gross.
Not gross. Sorry, buddy. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oof.
Hi.
Oof.
201. 209-9368. Tonight's topic is life's unwritten rules.
This is a fun one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, there are two types of people in this world. Two types of people you don't trust. People who always dance and people who never dance.
Mm.
Ooh, I like that.
I do like that, too. I do like that a lot. What's your name?
Really? I really thought you'd hate that.
I love it.
It's really good.
I love it.
My name is Mark.
Mark, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
You know stage manager Ken never dances.
I'm pretty sure he dances.
No, he doesn't dance.
I'm pretty sure I've seen him dance.
There's no way you've seen him dance. Where'd you see him dance?
I don't know.
There's no way you've seen him dance.
Well, we're going to make him.
Someone tried to make him at the Christmas party this year, and he got so weird.
We're going to make him. It'll be you and me and him, and he'll do it. If it's just us three. What does he care? It's just us. It's not like it's a group of people.
I bet you can't make him dance.
All right, buddy, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. I'll dance with him, and I suck at dancing.
I love to dance. I love dancing, but I don't dance all the time because that's crazy.
That's weird. Those people are weird. There's someone at work who does that. Like, she's walking down the hall dancing. It's weird.
Damn. And then if you never dance, something's wrong with you, too. I really like that one. Never mind. Full board, baby.
Yo, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, it's Robin.
Finally, a girl. Robin, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Should I leave the room?
Excuse me.
Well, I do have a message for Michelle. I totally agree that you should leave a party. Always leave a party with something.
But of course
I've
you do.
I've had some bad experiences doing that, too.
Yeah, I haven't, but maybe one day I will. I really did think it was never leave empty-handed, but...
Don't leave a party with... extra beers from a like family event, and the family's not your family. That's my
story. Oh yeah, that's bad form, Robin.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, Michelle.
What if they don't know?
Oh well, if they don't know, it doesn't matter. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. I'm not like, hey, I went through your medicine cabinet and stole your Vicodin.
That's good. Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just like, hey, look what I stole the next day.
To all your friends.
Anything on the down low is okay.
All right, that's what I meant more, like, basically steal. All right, Robin, what are some of your unwritten rules?
I mean, I think my number one, and it's also a pet peeve of mine, is don't clip your nails in public.
Oh! Yeah.
Any nail, you know?
The fact that has to even be said is insane to me.
There used to be someone who would do it in her cubicle at work, and I would be like, nope, not allowed. Yeah.
That's insane.
You hear it.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's psychotic, honestly. It's really
crazy. Why would you do that at work?
It's psychotic. It's really crazy.
All right, what else do you have?
I mean, really, that's it.
Oh, that's a good one.
If people fix that, then I would be happy. I've had people do that to me, like, behind me on the bus, in front of me, ugh, like, at a video store, back when there were video stores.
I worked at Blockbuster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You did?
I did. I worked at Blockbuster.
I didn't know that.
I used to get high, and every shift, I would watch Karate Kid over and over again. It was fun. There was cute boys who worked there. I only got a job there because I wanted to date someone who worked there. And then I did. And then he was stupid and I broke up with him.
That's pretty much sums up life, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, Robin, thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a good
Bye.
One.
Have a good one.
He had a girlfriend.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, so you guys were talking about, I guess, a band called Acid Mother's Temple. So I kind of thought of this when you guys mentioned that. I don't know if they're coming into the studio to do an in-house show or something?
Yeah, they're playing live next Thursday.
Are you the drummer or something?
No, I'm not the drummer. I'm just a fan. I like those guys. Anyway, I saw them at the Knitting Factory last time they were on tour. I guess it was last time.
Is this a plug?
And you got to do the shoulder tap. Okay, you're walking through the crowd, you're trying to get to the front, whether it's like a psychedelic show, like those guys, doesn't get too crazy in the audience, probably most people are on top of there kind of chilling out, but if you're at like the Deftones or something, it's nuts, doesn't matter, you want to get up front and it's really crowded, you got to do this shoulder tap, as much as it may...
I don't know, man. Huh? I don't think so.
I think you got to do the shoulder tap, like when you get to those positions in the crowd where it's like really tight, but your friends are up front. Gotta do it.
I just kind of sneak my way through.
Yeah, you just
sneak your way in.
You just wiggle on through.
You look for the holes and you go in them.
Yeah, don't you know a lot about that, mister?
Yeah, mister, you look for the hole and then you go in it.
Yeah, okay. You must know about that.
Find the hole, go in the hole.
Those two big guys that are like shoulder to shoulder in front of you.
You can
like,
get through those big guys.
Right in there.
Yeah, a girl can just wiggle on through.
Burrow on in.
A girl. You know, that if I do that, I'm out.
No, you'll get punched.
Yeah.
Shoulder.
You need to finger shoulder tap.
Yeah, you'll get shoulder. You'll get if you shoulder check someone, you'll get punched.
Yeah.
It's an unwritten rule. Maybe it's a guy's unwritten rule.
It's
Maybe
a guy's
it
unwritten rule. All right, have a good one.
All right, take care.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Good evening, Michelle. Good evening, Frangry. How
Hello.
Y'all doing?
Good evening.
Unwritten rule. You have to love your first child more than all your others.
No.
Without letting them be aware.
Speaking from two youngest children in the family, that is absolutely not true.
I am my mom's favorite.
I'm my dad's favorite.
Yep.
Not favorite. Love more.
No.
They have favorites.
They don't get loved more than
favoring
me.
Favoring and loving.
I might agree.
I think you got the second part of the rule, which is you can't let the others be aware of that until the death when they find out.
Whatever.
There's always one you love more, but I don't always think it's the oldest.
Well, there's one you identify with more.
Right.
Right. It's always the first.
No,
no, it's not.
No, that's not true.
I'm like a carbon copy of my mom, sadly.
It's not true.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
We should mail that tape to his youngest daughter in 10 years and see how she's doing.
You're diabolical. Hi, you're on the radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, babe.
So I got one.
Diabolical.
I love that word.
Me too.
Guy's perspective. I think this is pretty important.
Mm.
If you have to ask, it didn't happen.
If you have to ask, it didn't happen.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Think about it.
We just did.
You don't get it.
No.
Oh my gosh. All right.
You just asked, so maybe it didn't happen.
Yes. If you have to ask, it didn't happen.
I don't get it.
Oh my god.
I think he's trying to like throw it back on us, like we're asking.
What?
No, I don't think he's that smart. Okay, have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, that was weird and whatever.
I mean, I think it was about sex stuff, right?
Ew, it was? That
was
guy's
it?
A raper.
I don't know. What else could it be about?
Then that guy's a raper. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. I'm not sure what the rule is, but maybe it's more of a question. When getting dressed, do you put on pants first or shirt?
Depends.
Pants.
Okay. I wasn't sure because I think I've done
I guess it depends.
Depends on the outfit.
Depends on which closet I'm near.
How many closets do you have?
Two. Yeah, it depends on the outfit.
Depends.
Like, if you got to tuck your shirt in, you put your shirt on first.
Right, okay.
I guess I always put my pants... I usually put my pants on first.
I always put my underwear on before my bra, though. Always.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Michelle's like, I don't wear bras.
I wear bras.
You do wear bras.
Most of the time. I wish I didn't have to.
Same. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
And I wear underwear.
Thanks, ladies. Take care.
Do you always put your underwear on before your bra?
I think so.
Did you ever get to exchange the one I gave you?
Yeah, I have a credit.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Were those guys saying and girls saying, don't go anywhere empty-headed or empty-handed?
Empty-handed.
But empty-headed works, too.
Okay, so I win the t-shirt, right?
No, that's a show unwritten rule. Never ask if you won the t-shirt. It's like asking if you can kiss someone.
Okay, well, anyways, the other thing is this. Don't ever do coke, and you won't get a bloody nose before your show.
I did not do coke.
She didn't do coke.
I'm so past that stage of my life.
Someone
already asked me that on the comments board.
Who does coke at our age?
I'm so way too old for that.
Stupid. Coke sucks.
Gross. Ugh. All I do is drink, right? My tastes are different now.
Oh, anyone, like, who does cocaine
gross,
anymore?
Seriously.
I don't know anyone.
I don't remember the last time I did
it. I actually don't know anyone. Who does cocaine?
I don't know anyone who does it either. I mean, maybe they do and I just don't know.
I really don't know anyone who does it. It's a weird dated drug. I mean,
do people still do it?
I think so.
Like kids in their 20s still
do
it?
No, like actually no, I know people. I did hang out with someone 2 days ago who was like, I went to a rave and did some coke the other day.
Who goes to a rave?
I know.
Who are you hanging out with? That's so weird.
I know, and I was like, this
he better be cute.
No, it's not like a dating thing. Okay. It's not like a dating thing. It's just like a friends thing.
That's all I have is friends.
It's hard to have friends when you're super horny.
I'm not that anymore. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
No, you're not.
If you're borrowing someone's car,
you're
always
hot.
Leave it with more gas than when you took it
out.
Yes. Yeah, that's the rule. I have to pee.
Also, never, ever yell at anyone while they're on drugs.
I've definitely broken that rule.
That's a good rule, though.
It's a good rule, though.
Yeah, I've definitely broken it, like, every time I was with someone who was on drugs.
Who?
I don't know. Back in the coke days. All right, buddy, have a good one.
Late.
He's hot. Late.
She said late.
He's hot.
Remember when people used to say that?
He's
late.
Hot. I don't like that guy. Late. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, are you still doing unwritten life rules?
We are.
One would be don't ever tell people you don't get sick drinking while you're drinking. And the other would be don't ever say a joke's funny before you say it.
That's a good one. Like, this is the best joke ever.
You know,
ever.
Both of yours are the same theme of, like, don't oversell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you say... I mean, you know the person who says, I never get sick drinking while you're drinking is the one that gets sick that night.
Of course.
That's a little more at stake.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Hope. Ken from Hyde Park.
Hi.
Hi, Ken from Hyde Park.
At Home Depot or
what? We can't hear you, Ken. Hi, you're on the radio.
That was fast. Hi, I'm just calling to find out, did I stop the bloody nose? Did it work?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, an unwritten rule. You know, my mom always told me that if I'm, like, at a guest house and I, like, forget my toothbrush, then, you know, it's like fine to use someone else's toothbrush.
No!
No!
What the hell is wrong with you?
No!
There's, like, some caveats. I mean, like, you have to look for, like, the wettest one.
Ew! Dude,
no.
Your mom is so wrong.
That is awful.
That is vice. Never okay, even if it's your husband.
That is not
your wife, right. Your daughter. You do not share toothbrush.
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, It's like
that's like sharing toilet paper that's used.
No,
No.
What?
Absolutely not.
No.
Well, just
no.
No.
Just stop. No. You're wrong.
I said no.
not enough.
I feel like you have really strong feelings about this.
Like, you need to tell your mom that she has steered you wrong.
She really.
Like,
yeah.
You definitely need to talk to her about this.
Okay.
All right.
I'll
good one.
But
no. There's no but. He's still trying to butt.
No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
And picking the wettest one is even grosser.
Stop.
Hello,
yeah,
ladies.
Why wouldn't you pick the driest?
I would pick the. Yeah.
Ugh.
The wettest one is the one that's been in someone's mouth most recently.
Ew, stop. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, ladies. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Fine, how are you? What's your unwritten rule?
Good. Don't put makeup when you drive the car in the morning.
Don't put makeup on when you're driving the car?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Oh, but only in the morning. At night, it's okay. All right. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. No, you have 3 minutes.
I don't think I can hold it.
You can hold it for 3 minutes.
I really don't think I can, honestly. I'm not joking.
Okay, go. Go, now, go, fast. Hi, you're on the radio. You have to talk to me until Michelle comes back. You can hear Michelle's, like, she's wearing 100 keys on her keychain.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the topic.
You need to talk louder.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, but you need to talk louder.
I just want to say hi. I'm a first time caller from China, and I love your program.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you know that tonight's topic is life's unwritten rules?
I didn't catch that because I just wake up.
Oh my God. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got one.
All right, what is it?
Okay, when you're in a public bathroom, like at a ball game or something like that,
yeah,
you have to do the courtesy flush.
What's the courtesy flush?
That's if you...
Sorry. Oh, like if you're doing number two?
You flush just to get rid of it.
Wait, right, as like while you're doing it. Right, got it. Okay, got it. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I hope I flush.
Hi, my name's Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi. My life unwritten rule is never spill the liquor. You can never not make a weird face when you're putting on mascara. And I've seen your pizza. And I love it.
Well, that's great because we only have 4 left.
My boyfriend's gonna give me his.
Well, hi.
His name's Gio. I think you guys know him.
Oh, hi.
Gio is supposed to be here today.
When are you gonna come meet us?
He told me so last minute that I'm like, wait, no, but I need like an hour to get ready.
All right, well, we look forward to meeting you.
Tell him he was supposed to build my shelves today and he wasn't here.
Yeah, tell him we miss him. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
I was trying to get through the whole hour. I was really sad about it. He wasn't going to get laid unless
you got sick. Well, now you're the last call. Thank you. Have a good one.
That's awesome.
That was hilarious. Gio wasn't going to get laid.
Unless his girlfriend got through to the show.
That is so funny.
It's amazing. Well, congratulations, Gio. Enjoy.
Yeah, you're welcome, Gio. All
is
right,
that
are
it?
We done? What time is it?
Who won?
What time is it?
58.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Sean from Long Valley. I love the show, and I have an unwritten rule for you.
What is it?
Okay, so when you go out to dinner with a group of friends, don't be cheap. Order something you really like and order something that's kind of expensive because when you split the bill, that way you don't feel like you got screwed.
That's not an unwritten rule, but it is true because then somebody, you order like a salad, somebody orders the filet mignon, and then in the end you have to pay for half their filet mignon anyway.
The what?
Exactly.
Filet mignon.
Yeah. I have an unwritten rule.
It's good to eat when it's warm outside.
Warm. We gotta go.
All right, have a good one.
Who won?
You too, bye.
Hold on. This is too many happenings.
Too
many happenings. Mark with Always Dance, Never Dance is the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Bailey. Jam!
Oh, yeah! glasses on the floor. My face is bleeding. Broken crackers on the floor.
Thanks.
Broken crackers on the floor. My face is bleeding. Broken crackers on the floor.
Thanks.
Broken crackers on the floor. My face is bleeding. Broken crackers on the floor.
Thanks.
Broken crackers on the floor.
My face is bleeding.
Broken crackers on the floor.
My nose feels funny.
There's broken crackers on the floor.
My face is bleeding. My face is bleeding.
Broken crackers on the floor.
I don't think I've ever had one like that before.
Really? What is it?
Like, I don't think I've had one like that before. I like to get to know someone. Like blood like coming out of my nose. My nose feels funny.
Really?
Broken crackers on the floor.
My face is bleeding.
Broken crackers on the floor.
My nose feels funny.
There's broken crackers on the floor.
My face is bleeding. My face is bleeding.
Broken crackers on the floor.
I don't think I've ever had one like that before.
Really? What are they normally like?
Like, I don't think I've had one where it's like, oh, I like to get to know someone.
Women are a fickle creature.
Like blood coming out of my nose. My nose feels funny.
There's
really
garbage, a daily fight for dignity. It is the poorest district in America.
Talk to him, man. They ask me where I'm from, or did I use a gun? And did I ever run? I point down with my thumb. I'm known to use my tongue. You supply the drum. Shorty got a bubble, so I chew it like gum. Get my point to God. I pass it when I'm done. I saw so many deaths that a nigga turned numb. Now you don't know the words, that's how I just hum. Like Pac, I got the juice, and I mix it with rum. Where they argue rap battles and disagree who won. And who's the best MC? Everybody say pun. On my own, yes, and or I'm in it's No diss to Chris, but I'm still number one. Where they poison the air, real hair's rare. It's not polite to stare, if you do, be prepared. The kids ain't even scared, get pressure from your peers. They talk about your gear, gotta have a fresh pair. You better be aware, and you better be a bear. You can't be a mouse, or you can't lead a house, I swear. The model get rich or the chair, electric, they set trip, cry tatted tears. We riding to the wheels for, working with a spare. Hell nah, it ain't fair, it's the truth, say dare, say yeah. For the way shorty throw it back, jails for suckers, hell nah, I ain't going back. Nigga, that ain't loud, where the fuck is the odor at? Betrayed in fifth grade and I still ain't over that. I got my wisdom from the older folks. I stay quiet when they spoke, so that's why I know the ropes. Your game is weak, you complain your controller broke. My game is strong, rebound, coast to coast. New York to Cali, Anaheim, Mannheim to Maui. Your forecast is cloudy, nigga, I'ma rain. And I'ma ride this wave till they drown me. And if you don't believe, from around me, where they born and raised. Salute the Bronx County, remain here for life. If your work ethic lousy, I've been globetrotting. The apple's so rotten, pay homage on a shirt. Next month you forgotten, the aim is no stopping. Some hoes ho-hopping, some stick with they nigga. Been with them since the bottom, she heavy on the bottom. Like her jeans painted on, where they sit in front the building and hustle to the break of dawn. Cops and Jews, but next day is porn. Where they quote your favorite song, even if they say it wrong. From the Bronx, now where you barely get a pardon. His man's his kindergarten, but he left him in the garden. Now he pushing up daisies, they cooking like Harden. And wait till it harden, cause niggas is starving. These snitches start to bargain, tell them your apartment. They notorious for kicking in the door, no warrant. Where blacks and Boricua are side by side like Spartans.
My man named Malik, his girl name is Carmen. And if you ain't from here, you stand out like a Martian. They climb through your window like that brother from Martin. You Hollywood, leave your brain on the red carpet and show up at the funeral, acting like he harmless. And come home a wolf when he finally beat the charges. The one you thought was gangster, riding with the sergeant. My flow so retarded, always eat regardless. Where friends become enemies, let's see who get the farthest.
Just a 20-minute ride from the wealth of Manhattan, this is the stop for those whose life is largely a struggle.
Billy Jam right here on WFMU.
Yeah. Yo. Sean Price, King Kong in the place. Big gun, watch the bullet bing bong in your face. Murdered the bastard, emergency surgery plastic. Face reconstruction with the 8 heat and something. Touch you bad when you hit with the hard hug. P, my knuckles drag when the guard walk. I ain't old school, I ain't new school. I'm a dropper with the tool that pop out. But this shit in my hood. I had 3 wishes, I wish that a nigga would step to the guard. When guard step, I step on your squad. Imperious Rex, the best definition of guard. I swing things hurting. God body, aka the King James version. Play this shit, I'm at the same time hating my shit. Don't play me, my shit make you bop. It's number one shit.
The King X Rock, the best none hot, y'all. I'm better than me. Nigga, nigga, I'm nothing to play with. Kneel down, kiss the ring. I'm the King X Rock, the best none hot, y'all. I'm better than me. Nigga, nigga, I'm nothing to play with. Yep. God body,
I used to disperse raw behind my mom's back, and she lived on the first floor. Hurt jaws, I hurt your feelings. Feelings get hurt, gun bursts and earthy ceiling. Big, big appetite for destruction. Savage life might strike and die. Give you front, give you front. Bright something, never polite. Ignite the mic, slice something new for a curl. Rapping at your cue for a girl. I'm the Earl of the Duke. Now you be the Duke of the Earl. Listen, don't make dollars that don't make sense. I do make dollars, dumb balls don't make sense. Make sense. The education is Sean Price. Dedication, the medication and long nights. Smoking the pancakes. Work on the sign of a lot of dope for my handshake.
The King X Rock, the Fizz none hot. I'm better than me. Nigga, nigga, I'm nothing to play with. Kneel down, kiss the ring. I'm the King X Rock, the Fizz none hot. I'm better than me. Nigga, nigga, I'm nothing to play with.
God body, aka the King James Version. King James
Version. The crown is mine. The crown is mine.
I'm not your friend, dude. Don't talk to me like that. The friend thing? We're not friends. We're not friends. Be clear on that. Clearly, we're not. Stephen A. Smith voice. Clearly, we're not friends. Clearly. Being my friends as a 9, as a 10, as 11.
Powers of the earth.